Carol Sue, who's been very patient, waiting on the line from Illinois. Your daughter's going to Zambia.
Yes, with the Peace Corps.
Isn't that great? Good for her.
Going to be an education volunteer, so.
That's so neat. Is she excited?
Yes, she is.
A little nervous, too, I met, and has to get a lot of shots, I imagine.
Yes, most of those are finished, I think. But
good.
The mother is a little bit excited, too. So
that's nice. All right. You don't get to go. You just get to look from afar. But, yeah, I would be proud of my daughter, too. I think that's
great. I wanted to know, she's going to be in one of the more remote areas. So intermittent Wi-Fi connections, no electricity, no running water, those kinds of things.
Yep.
So we have some of the solar equipment, juice, et cetera, Nomad 10, to power these things. She has a Surface 3, which she just got, and a BlackBerry phone. I'm not sure which one to use over there because she didn't want to take her iMac or her iPhone. I don't know why, but I guess more theft, that kind of thing. So any tips on how to accomplish
this? Yeah, this is going to be more challenging than she realizes. If she doesn't have access to power, you know, there we've heard stories in Africa. I'm not sure if it's Zambia. I would guess it is, of people having carts with phone chargers. They carry batteries. They roll around with batteries in the carts, and people come up and they charge their phone, and they want to have phones that'll last weeks, if possible, on a single charge, because the guy only comes around once in a while.
Right.
I mean, that's what we're talking about here. If she had electricity, no problem. But if she doesn't have electricity, those solar chargers will work, but they'll take a long time. To get enough juice into a battery pack to charge a phone might take 5 days.
Okay.
So she should be aware of that. I've seen, Goal Zero. I got my son one. They're really cool. But, unless the panels open up to, 15 square feet, 5 feet by 3 feet, they're just not going to collect enough sun fast enough to charge a battery to the point where you can really, count on it every day to keep your phone charged.
Well, I got her a crank one. She doesn't seem too excited about that.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, too. And I really have to tell you, the Surface Pro 3, as great as that is a juice hog. It might take her entire year to gather enough sunlight to power that thing.
She got just a Surface 3. Maybe it's worse. I don't know.
No, it takes a lot of juice. It's not worse. It's better than the Surface Pro 3, but it still takes a lot of juice. It's a tablet. It's a laptop. These things are battery hogs or power hogs.
So would the iMac be any better?
Worse.
Okay.
Worse. So you can even just look at what wattage does it require to understand better what's going to happen. You could do the math. You take the solar panel. You find out how much juice it saves. Assuming bright sunlight, which you're probably going to get, and then do the math, how much juice the thing needs, how many milliamp hours it takes to fill that battery, and you'll see very quickly it's going to be difficult. Unless there's a generator or some form of AC power that she can count on, she should not count on being able to use those devices.
Okay, so it's snail mail.
She's going to be sending you postcards. Now, she should bring her phone. I don't think I'd bring the Surface, to be honest with you. I think that she's not going to be able to use it, and it's got a highly likelihood of being stolen.
Okay.
It's just...
They do go into electricity for meetings.
Okay.
To get together.
All right.
Once a month or so.
Well, then she could use it once a month.
Right.
She could charge it up, and it's got, 8 or 9 hours of use. So she's very judicious. Problem is internet, in a place like that, if you don't have electricity, you don't have internet.
Right.
You get electricity first, then you get internet. So if electric power is a problem, I think you can assume the internet's going to be bad too.
Now, she does get some text from a friend that's over there.
Text you will get. So there's phone, and that can give you text messages, and then there's internet. You probably do have – it's not such a difficult thing to put cell towers out there. In fact, a lot of areas – electronic mobile payments have taken off in Nigeria using something called M-Pesa because it works with a phone. It doesn't need internet. It can be done over text messages. So that's the level of infrastructure you've got. I have to say I'm not an expert on what Zambia's system is and what kind of infrastructure, but just from what you've told me – the points I would make are solar is not going to give you enough juice really to be reliable. If you're going to be able to plug in once a month, great. You'll be able to use that until the power dies down and you'll have to go back and do it again. There are ways. I mean, she could bring a generator with her, a gas generator. She could use a crank generator, although that's a lot of cranking.
Well, the wick is a problem too.
Yeah. We reviewed a cooking pan that both boils water and creates electricity for charging. There are things like that. It's not a lot.
What is it?
REI sells them. I'll find the name for you.
We've given them a lot of money lately.
Yeah, I bet you have.
That's exciting.
Yeah, next time you go in there, say, hey, do you have a, this sounds crazy. Is there a campfire cook pot that charges the phone? And they'll say, oh, yeah, it's this.
Okay.
What she could do is bring a few extra external batteries. They may not like this.
We have that.
Yeah, charge them up when she has AC, and that'll give her the capability. But
can
she take the
surface.
Yeah, she could take it. I mean, what is she going to do with it without internet? What is she going to do with it?
Right.
It's an interesting issue because I really think that we want to take the luxuries of our first world nation along with us. And
right.
If you're boiling your water so you can drink it, and if you only have electrical power once a month, I think you might just have to kind of rejigger your mind. I know you want to hear from her, Mom. I know
right.
You do.
Right. But, God will provide. So.
Yeah. I mean, she's doing God's work out there, and that's great.
Yeah. Yes.
That's why she's doing it. She's, you
that's
know.
That's right.
So that's
right,
that's kind of part of the sacrifice she's going to make.
Exactly. Right. And it'll be good. So.
Oh, it's going to be great. And, you know what? She's going to come back. She's going to be better off than us. She's going to be breathing the air and looking around and seeing colors, and we're going to be staring at our phones.
Right. And she has a Kindle Voyage, and I think somebody mentioned like shortwave radios too.
Okay. The Voyage is, yeah, get a crank shortwave radio. The Voyage is great because that'll go a long time. She might even be able to charge that once a month and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Shortwave radio, she's going to be cranking that.
Okay. Well,
they do make those. They make those. And that'll give her some stuff. But if she expects to have her iPod and her headphones and her Surface tablet and be surfing the net, I don't think so.
No, it's mostly me, probably.
It's mom. Sure. You know, I understand you want to stay in touch, and I think that that's something to remember. She should probably bring a simple phone, not a smartphone, that she can use to send text messages.
Well, that's why they had good luck with the BlackBerry, I believe.
Okay, that'd be a good choice. And BlackBerry goes a long time on a charge. Some phones go even longer, because remember, all she's going to be able to do is send text messages to you. But that, hey... If you hear from her every few days via text message, I'm okay, everything's going great, that's all you need. Hey, congratulations. That's wonderful. You have a great daughter. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.